Good morning, folks. It's Kelly Lee Phipps doing a recitation of this poem that came through called Being. It's Easter morning. Today is a vibrant day. I'm receiving eternal being. And a beautiful medallion of a circle wrapped around an infinity symbol. So, that's a cool thing, because I've been visualizing it for 10 years. And I finally hired an alchemist jeweler to create it for me. So, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll get a picture up of it. But this poem, Being, came through. And I just wanted to read it for your Ishtar Easter edification. It goes, "Everyone is in their own way. Go ahead, tell me your perceived limitations. I can't live my dream, nor the dream through me, until certain conditions are met. But why? What if you realize this orchestration of life, of energy mass afloat, within a vibrant space-time continuum, is guided by a stream of archetype consciousness, surfing the star tide of a universal life wave? And you cannot fail. You simply and utterly cannot fail. Even if you tried. For your being itself is the pinnacle experience of eternal being crystallized through a brilliant spectrum of dream symbol rivers, a glow through emotion, a flow through thought, alive through form and its sacred sensation. This body of untold passion, a vessel uniting, expressing five dimensions of experience at once. This is it. This is the game the universe is playing, and you are a precious piece in the field of play. So let go of your particular, peculiar despair, and allow yourself to breathe beyond beliefs, to unravel the web of memories supporting the labyrinth of layered attitudes that ignite your behavior. Go back to the center. Go back, go back, go back to the center. Before all these codes were inscribed in the heartwood rings of being, and release the invisible strands of tension molding your figured knots into the elegant but sickening burrs of your fears. Allow yourself, whoever and whatever you are, to completely be.